At mid-morning, numerous people eligible to receive the COVID vaccine arrived for their appointments to receive their second dose.
Any community that comes in, no matter race or it's non-Indian as well as Indian.
Seneca Nation Treasurer Ricky Armstrong says the Cattaraugus County Health Department needed a large space, and the nation itself wanted to ensure people are getting vaccinated, so they opened up what's usually a concert and entertainment hall for this clinic. Cattaraugus County Public Health Director Dr. Kevin Watkins says about 24% of the population has been vaccinated. Older residents are coming forward. It's younger people they're having a harder time convincing. Dr. Watkins suggests many younger people may feel that if they're infected, they won't suffer serious symptoms.
I want to let them know we have had folks who are young as 20 and some who are young, little children who die from this virus. So we don't want them to be complacent and do realize that even if you do contract the virus, that you can take the virus home to a loved one and that loved one can have a severe effect from the virus, which can definitely cause it could cause death from the virus. So we want them to think about others as well.
The Seneca Nation's Ricky Armstrong offers an additional reason why some younger people have been resisting.
What I'm understanding is a distrust in the vaccine itself. So I don't know how you overcome that other than to show by example.
And Armstrong is among the examples. He got his second dose last month. This clinic will serve an estimated 1,500 people. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.